So let's keep going. So, yeah, I love this next one. 68-year-old lady that you put in because you just saw her yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a pretty typical lung cancer case. It was a woman with a moderate smoking history who noticed a swelling in her neck, shoulder area, was found to have a lymph node there. Further imaging showed a large lung mass and even a tiny brain met 3 millimeters. So she had a biopsy of this mass, which was really a cervical lymph node. So this was, even the neck was a clear metastatic site. And then she had the brain met as well, we presumed. She had adenocarcinoma. We did genotyping. She didn't have any actionable mutations. She didn't have KRAS. She did have a high number of mutations of uncertain significance, so maybe hinting at a high mutational tumor burden. And her PD-L1 level came back greater than 90%. So she seemed like a perfect candidate for frontline immune therapy. And that's what we advised her, and she started on pembrolizumab. She did have some toxicity with the pembro. She had had one of these histories, we weren't sure what to make of it. She had a reported history of celiac disease, which, you know, I never really know if you should consider that a true autoimmune contraindication. It's not like Crohn's disease or, you know, rheumatoid arthritis. And it's also one of these things that a lot of patients will say they have when they just, you know, they just eat a gluten-free diet, but it's not really clear if there's a medical reason for that or a clear diagnosis. And so her case sounded pretty mild. We tried the pembro anyway, but she did have pretty significant diarrhea. You know, whether this had anything to do with this supposed celiac history, I'm not sure. But it was enough that we moved up her restaging scans. We were planning to do restaging maybe 6 to 9 weeks after starting. And I think we got the scans only about 5 weeks because she was having such diarrhea. We kind of wanted to know if it was worth it to keep going or were we missing something.
Did you give her steroids?
We gave her steroids, but we also got a chest, abdomen, pelvis CT scan. She was actually having a little bit of a cough too, so we really wanted to find out what was going on. And indeed, she had mild, what I would call grade 1 pneumonitis findings on her scan. She didn't have any particular inflammation of the colon that was seen on the scans, but clinically she was having a lot of diarrhea. What was dismaying is that her cancer was exploding on the scans. Her lung mass had practically tripled in size. She had new multiple liver mets, whereas before treatment her liver had been clear. The one that was sort of more visible in the neck, that actually had gone down. She had noticed that within a few weeks of starting on treatment. That had gone down. And her brain showed that 3 millimeter metastasis had gotten bigger and 3 new tiny mets in the brain were coming up.